Did your father ever do any mining? I mean, did
No.
your folks ever do any mining?
None of my folks ever did any mining. Not a
He didn't work in Rollins in a mine?
Hmm?
Did your dad work in a mine in Rollins?
No, he hauled coal one winter.
Oh.
From the mine to Rollins, but he never worked in the mine.
You said when you were he was born, he was working in the freight, with freight, is that right?
Yeah,
Tell me about that.
when they were first married, I think he was hauling freight. He had, I think, 4 or maybe 6 horses, and they brought freight from Laramie. And I think that's when they lived in Calgary.
See, there was no railroad at all.
Mm.
They had had to bring everything in team and wagons.
Mm. It must have been awful hard getting a team and wagons up over through these mountain passes.
Yes, and the road wasn't very much of a road, you know. It must have been
Was there only one road coming in?
There was one road from Laramie. Then there was a road to Granby, wasn't there?
Yeah.
But I don't think they ever did any freighting there, did they?
No. There was a toll road went over Cameron Pass one time when they were mining ore at Teller. But it wasn't used very much.
Then there was another road called the Ute Pass Road that went to Fort Collins.
Mm.
But I don't think it was never a road they freighted on or anything, was it?
Mm-mm.
And then when they took their cattle out, you know, they had to drive them. They had cattle drives, took the cattle to Laramie, put them in the
Can you remember ever hearing your grandparents or parents talk about Indians coming through or seeing Indian tribes?
Yes, my grandmother, I was telling you about, they lived in this one little one-room cabin, and she said in the spring, a man came riding in really excited, and he said, "The Indians are here." And they had this place called the Blockhouse that a Mr. Pinkham had built as a protection against the Indians. So she said they were at the table eating supper when this man came. And she said they just got up from the table and left the dishes on the table even, and her dad hooked up the team and wagon and took them to this blockhouse. She and her brother, and there was a baby, and her mother and dad. And then her dad came back after they got the family to this blockhouse. He came back and I think she said took care of the cattle or did something with them.
Yeah.
But anyway, this fellow thought these Indians were here on a rampage, but they were here killing meat, getting ready for the Meeker Massacre.
Really?
So they never did bother anybody here, but they did kill game and took it out.
And they were getting ready for the Meeker Massacre?
They were taking dried meat, killing this game, and this was a forerunner of the Meeker Massacre.
But wonder why they didn't hurt anybody here if they did all that stuff in Meeker.
I don't know. They were resenting the treatment they were getting over to Meeker. Mr. Meeker was planning to make farmers out of them. And he had land there, and he was determined that these Indians would work and have raised some of their food. And they resented that, and they rebelled about it. So that was the reason they had the massacre there. He was trying to get them to settle down instead of being roving to settle down and make a living for themselves.
Yeah.
But they never bothered anybody here. But anyway, the family stayed there maybe a night or maybe 2 nights. But they said that building was built as a protection and it gave people a lot of confidence, but it really was never actually needed after it was built. But they did have a massacre earlier than that, before my folks came here.
Huh.
They had some miners up on a mountain called Independence down here north a little ways. They said these Indians came and said they'd give them 2 sleeps to get out. And some of them left right away.
I would.
But some of them stayed. And they came back that same night and killed them. How many did they say were killed? 6 or 8, weren't there? So they did have one Indian massacre before the building was built.
What were the Indians? Were these...
I said there were Utes and Arapahoes and another tribe, but they said they fought among themselves all the time, too.
Mm.
They spent the summers here. We just took some people yesterday to see some teepees. There's still a few teepees standing that they built more than 100 years ago.
And they're still standing?
Mm-hmm.
The poles are still.
Where is this?
It's about How far is it from here?
Oh, it's about 18 miles.
Huh. And they're still standing. That's unbelievable that they would have stood that long.
Yeah, it sure is.
You mentioned a blockhouse. Is that kind of like a fort?
Yes, it was. They had an upstairs to it that had...